This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Derek, Newcastle into 12-1 now to be relegated after losing seven straight in the Premier League following that 3-2 loss against Swansea last weekend. They need to probably pick up one more point, but they've got a pretty kind running, in all honesty, Derek. It doesn't look difficult, but it's tough to know where their next point is coming from.
Would you like to rephrase that question? Are you an emu? Well, it is. And, you know, there must come a time, you think, you know, is a team like Newcastle, you know, moderate though they are, going to lose 11 games straight, or is it 12 to finish the season? I'd say yes, because that's how bad they're playing right now. And, you know, Leicester are odds on. And a couple of weeks ago, there's not a cat in hell's chance that any of us would have gone for Leicester. But now they've got the momentum behind them. Newcastle is right at the top of the wish list of pick your own opponents. And I just can't see how the two are going to get anything here. They're playing like dead men. I don't know if you saw that. Did you see that documentary in the week on the Mike Ashley business?
The JJB, not JJB Sport, what's it
called? Sports
Office. Sports Direct. Yeah, Sports Direct,
I mean, that was quite interesting. His shops boast the £3 football, and his club boasts the £3 footballer. Because that's how, I mean, who's going to be buying any of that lot at the end of the season? I honestly do believe Newcastle could go down this season. And, you know, that 150-1, what a great shout that was a few weeks ago. By me, I think it was. Let's all win this anyway. That's a save.
10-11, Leicester to win the game. Here's one for Derek as well. Newcastle gone just 12 minutes short of 7 hours of Premier League football away from home since they last scored. So they are struggling at both ends of the pitch at the moment, Newcastle.
Yeah, just desperate. I mean, there's nothing I can add to what Derek said really there. I mean, the list of players who are out, you can always tell a team who are struggling, Derek, can't you? By the amount of players who are on the sidelines, I think, you know, no one's desperate to play for this Newcastle team, I wouldn't imagine at the minute. You know, Perez, Riviere and Cabello, kind of the front three, but there's nothing really that frightens you there. I think the players who I think will move on to better things. I think Jan Mat's a good player, to be honest with you. I think Tiote could be a decent player, although the Newcastle fans aren't particularly happy with him. There's a couple of young lads in there, but they look like they're just bereft of anything, really. No passion, nothing going on there, and the fans are obviously up in arms about it. Cisse's last game, of course, banned, so yep. Still not many goals in this team. And Leicester, you know, they can just get back on it after that that Chelsea game, which, it, you know, I think you can. I honestly think you can just forget that game. Imagine it never happened and carry on with your season, because they were in great nick. You wonder if they'll just batten down the hatches a little bit here and just make sure they just get the points. No frills, get the points. Maybe something like a 1-0 or a 2-0 win for Leicester, because I can't see Newcastle scoring, if I'm being honest. I'm a bit, even though it is Newcastle, I'm a bit worried about backing Leicester at 10-11, though, to be fair. So I might play Leicester to win in under 2.5 goals in the game in this one. You know, kind of going back to that old idea of the drab lunch times. Now, I mean, it shouldn't be, because one of our colleagues here does the match announcing for Leicester City, and he says he says to say it's bouncing. He said it's unbelievable. He said he barely has to say anything to get the crowd going at the minute. So I think it will be really they'll be really up for it. But the only thing Newcastle can do is be organised and try and remain intact for as long as they can. I think they might get away with that for a bit. So Leicester to win, under 2.5 goals for me, the 1-0 or the 2-0, and that's priced up at 3-1 here with William Hill.
It's just a quick one on that, Lee. It's interesting you should say that. I would actually, I might even play the under 1.5 at around about 11-4, because I think seven of Leicester's 16 home games this season have finished either 0-0 or 1-0 either way. Mm. And you're getting around 11-4, 3-1 each time. So you'd be in profit doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, fair show.
What about Nigel Pearson as well, Derek? I mean,
well, I've never liked the guy. Ron speaks highly of him, doesn't he, Ron Atkinson?
Yeah. That's why I like him so much.
Well, I think of Ron. So I've always given Pearson the benefit of the doubt, not knowing him. But what a clot of he's made of himself all season long, really. I mean, he just appears a very arrogant bloke. And what kind of the stuff he came out, if he had a bone to pick with the reporter, come out with some banter. What's he on about? Ostriches and head in the sand. I mean, he sounds like a clown, honestly. He really does. But he's picking Leicester up just when they need it. So he must have something about him.
Yeah, I always wonder, Derek, you know, like from afar, you know, I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was amazing. You know, just ridiculous that he came out of that stuff. But I always think, as a player, You go in the next day, and I don't think he's precious, Nigel Pearson. I don't think he's one of them who would be like, I reckon the players would be in and there'd be pictures of ostriches and they'd be taking the mickey. I reckon,
you know. So?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying they'd be like going up to his face and giving it just lightened the mood a bit, wouldn't it?
It just seemed a bit vindictive, didn't it?
It was
like
weird.
He was bullying the fellow that was asking the question. It just didn't seem right, really.
Well, it didn't. I mean, being a journalist, if you put yourself in that, what would you do in that position if you viewed it? Would you answer
cringe.
Back or would you just
probably
take
cringe.
It? Well, exactly. Or just round up your eggs and leg out of there at 70 miles an hour.
You always know that you're up against it because he's got the mic and you haven't. That's
exactly.
The other thing, because no one can hear what you're saying. I mean, he was trying, but I mean, the worst bit of it for me, having been in, not in that kind of situation, but similar situations where you're in a packed, I once was in a packed press conference at Leeds United when they were in the Premier League and Terry Venables was the manager and I had a big old winter coat on, you know, one of them ones with a big furry hood.
Yep.
And he walked into the room, and obviously we saw him every week, whether it was a big press conference or just in his office. So he kind of knew me, you know, as one of the local guys. And as soon as he walked through the door, he fixed his eyes on my coat and ripped my coat for the next 2 or 3 minutes in front of this room of Sky and BB, everyone. You know, I don't mind all that. I mean, I didn't give him any back, to be fair, because it was Terry Venables. But, you know, so you kind of get in that situation. But the worst bit for me was when he said, all right, ask the question. Go on, ask the question. And the guy was a bit like, a bit flustered. He went, and then he went, I mean, what, you can't do that. That's just rude. I mean, the ostrich thing. But I get that a lot here, though, with DK. Some of the questions. You just get exasperated.
You've not worn that coat since, have you?
No, I haven't.
Obviously.
I burnt it in the outside.
So Leicester 10-11, the draw 5-2, Newcastle 3-1, both with Leicester here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll go Leicester under 2.5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.